Happy Tuesday, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Five Tool Show. I'm your host, Carell Cooper, and joined by my co-host, Tanya Mercado. Hey, Tanya, what's going on?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. How have you been? How's the holidays treating you so far?
Considering I work in retail, not so much. Working in retail and holidays just don't work well.
Have you spent some time with your family? I know you have.
Oh, Thanksgiving, yes. I had my entire family here for the entire weekend. I was so excited. I even had my sister come home from college.
And did you do the cooking?
What, are you crazy? Hell no. My sister made a specific... No, listen. My sister is very spoiled by this family because everybody stopped their plans just to accommodate my sister. Because she was like, I'm not coming home for Thanksgiving unless Tito, who's our uncle, makes the turkey.
And this is a younger sister, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, this girl's like, she's my baby. I love her to death. So I'm like, are you serious right now? You can't just settle for mom's turkey. No, I want Tito's turkey. And then I want Titi Liz. I want the string beans that she makes. She makes a really good sauce with the string beans, and I hate string beans. When she makes it, it's the only way I eat it. It is absolutely amazing. And then my mom, of course, made her stuffing balls, because I don't like my uncle's stuffing. My mom made her stuffing balls, which was amazing. And then, of course, being the Puerto Rican family that we are, we had pateles de yuca.
And what is that?
Give me the
American version of that?
As far as I know, there is no American version of it. It's like
give me something that's close.
It's not a patty, but it's made out of cassava.
Okay.
We call it yuca. And I guess it's kind of like a patty, but it's just like really, really soft, and you could put whatever in it. I mean, for my father, like my mother's side of the family, absolutely adore myself, my father. So they made, because my father's vegan, they made pasteles de chuca, pero con vegetables, with vegetables. And then they made pasteles de chuca con pollo. They made it with chicken for the rest of us. And then they made one with pork for them, because we don't eat pork. We only eat like chicken, steak, what have you. My father's vegan. And then my mother's side of the family, they eat pork. So, my gosh. It was the most amazing Thanksgiving on God's green earth. I love pasteles. And then the night before, I went to my friend's house, and we had a pre-Thanksgiving dinner with more pasteles de yuca. Let me tell you, I was one very happy Puerto Rican. How was your Thanksgiving?
It was good, you know. Quiet, home, family, friends. My mom did most of the cooking. My wife did most of the cooking. My mother-in-law as well, too. So it was good. I ate way too much. I went back to work the next week, and I was definitely carrying some extra weight. Definitely carrying extra weight.
Wait, you went back the next week? I had to go back to work the next day at, like, 3 o'clock in the morning.
Well, you know what I was doing the next day? I was sitting on
my
couch with my laptop on my hand, doing all my holiday shopping online. So sorry to hear that you are out there dealing with the madness.
You know what? Forget you and everybody else who didn't man up and hit the store. Because I had to be at work at 5 o'clock in the morning. My butt was out in the street in Soho at 4 o'clock in the morning. I did all my Christmas shopping in 15 minutes. Bam.
Mm-mm.
That's how I do it. I don't need no stinking internet. I go live and in person.
I'm trying something new this year. I'm trying to do all of my shopping online this year. I don't want to go to not one store. Yep. So all I do is I come home and I check my front step for my boxes, and that's it.
But where's the fun in that?
I don't have to deal with the madness.
There is absolutely no fun in that, and I'm very, very disappointed in you.
Nope. And I'm trying it for the first time this year. And if it works out, this is how I'm going to do my shopping from now on. There will be no more going to stores. No more.
You're a pooper. Poop on you. That's all I got to say on that.
All right. Okay. Well, hey, for those of you out there listening, if you want to call in and talk to Tanya or I, you can give us a call at 347-637-2306. And I think we have a caller in the queue now, so I'm going to bring the caller in.
We haven't even Wait. How are you going to bring in a caller? And we don't even have – you can't bring in the caller yet because we don't even have what we're going to talk about.
Well, guess what?
I
already did it. You're not on. I'm controlling the dashboard. The caller's on the line. Caller, how are you? Tell us who you are and what's your topic.
What's going on, guys? This is Joey from New York.
Hey, Joey, how you doing? Good to talk to you again.
Yeah, it's a pleasure. It's a pleasure.
Joey needs a hobby. Joey calls in way too much. Joey, you need to go out and have some fun.
Joey, I thank you for listening and calling in and talking
to us.
Yeah,
pretty much. It's called supporting the show.
So, all right. I mean, there's two hot topics. I'm gonna throw them both out at you, Joey. I want to get your thoughts. First one.
Really? You're gonna throw a topic at him before you hit
absolutely.
Me first?
Absolutely.
Está bien. You know what? I got you next week. Next week I'm gonna set you up. It's fine.
All right. So, Joey, first one. Let's get through the David Wright signing. Let me know your thoughts. You happy that he's locked up for the next 8 years? And do you think the Mets gave him too much money, or you think it was right on?
I'm definitely happy that they signed him, especially when you consider that, you know, you look at every team in Major League Baseball, they have like that one immortal position player that, you know, is symbolic of that team. Yankees, you can think of many guys, Babe Ruth, Padres, Tony Gwynn, and so forth. The Mets, the only guy that's a position player that played his entire career with the Mets.
Oh, here we go.
Ed Cranepool. Now, with all due respect to Eddie Cranepool, but, you know, there's a little bit of a problem there if he's the only position player that's a lifelong Met. So the fact that David Wright can now play his entire career with the Mets, yeah, I'm very happy with that, and I'm really excited about that. Now they need to build a team around him.
I definitely agree with you. I was on Mets Blog Radio last night as a guest, and the guys over there asked me the same question. I was like, well, I'm glad that they got him signed, but this doesn't make the team any better than it was last year. They're just keeping the guy that they already had. So can we get some other pieces in here? That would be nice. The next question I want to ask you is R.A. Dickey. All this trade talk, rumors, whatever you want to call it, about Dickey, What are your thoughts? Are you okay with the Mets shopping him around if they can get multiple pieces to make this team better overall, or do you want to see, like, Dickey be untouchable and you want him back next year?
My heart says I want Dickey back with the team. You know, the Mets fans love him. He's become an adopted New Yorker. You know, he's symbolic of what New York is all about. You know, the grittiness, the never-say-die attitude. You just go out there and you grind it out. And to come from where he once was in his career to winning the Cy Young, you know, how could you not love the guy? And especially when, after reading his book, it speaks volumes about the kind of man that R.A. Dickey is. But my brain tells me that the Mets are not in a position to be a contender next year. And that being said, if the Mets can get, like, a Will Myers from the Royals along with another top prospect for R.A. Dickey, you have to do it. Because Will Myers, from all that I'm hearing about him, he's a legit power-hitting outfielder with decent speed. They need that in the worst way. Okay, this guy could be in our outfield for the next, you know, 6, 7, 10 years if they get him. So, I hope they keep him, but if they can get the right pieces in exchange for him, you have to do it. You have to, especially with the pitching. They have pitching. They have a lot of young arms coming up. So, pitching will be an issue for this team over the next few years.
Yeah, you know, I agree with you on that. I'm a huge R.A. Dickey fan. He's probably my favorite player on this team right now. But at the same time, as great memories as he gave us last year, and he's been the best pitcher on this staff for the last two or three seasons. If they can get multiple pieces in here and help make this team better in the long run. Now, with these prospects, you never know, right? I mean, we've seen many prospects come through our organization and just be terrible, and with all the hype around them, guy after guy, whether it's Fernando Martinez or Lastings Millage or even going back further than that, those are just two recent ones. It's just been bad. So you never know with these prospects, but – at the same time, Dickey's getting up there in age, and so his value out there on the open market is never going to be any higher than it is right now. So as tough as that may be from a fan standpoint, if they move him and they get multiple pieces back that are eventually going to make this team better, I have to say that I would be for making that trade. Tanya, what do you think?
Oh, I can talk now? Now I'm allowed to talk. Okay, the caller was the guest. I'm just the co-host, but it's fine. Now I can talk. Now, what was the question? Because I'm sorry. I was spaced out.
The question was R.A. Dickey.
What about him?
He's rumored to be on the trading block right now. All right, would you, as a Mets fan, be open to trading him if the Mets can get back players to make this team better overall, or do you think he should be untouchable?
Well, for everybody who's been listening to the show and who's listened to me on other shows, I have been against the trade of R.A. Dickey because Lord only knows that this pitching rotation, God help them. But at the same time, we need so much help. So much help between the bullpen and the outfield that our only option to get anything, to hope for anything for next year, is to trade him. So my whole thing is whatever's best for the team. If trading Dickey really is the best thing, then trade him.
Wow, look at that. We agree. And Joey, thanks for the call. Appreciate it, and appreciate you listening to us every week. Can't believe we agreed on the first point of the night.
Yeah, well, miracles do happen.
And what about David Wright?
What about him?
We didn't get a chance to talk about that either.
What are you kidding? I've been talking about David Wright. I'm tired of talking about David Wright. All I've been doing is talking about David Wright. If one more person asks me about David Wright, I might have to punch him in the face. But go ahead.
So are you okay with the amount of money the Mets gave
him? No, I'm not okay with it because he is not worth that amount of money. $138 million. That local.
So they should have let him go?
No, they shouldn't have let him go, but at the same time he is not worth that amount of money. How many times do Mets fans complain about the Mets overpaying for players? Okay, well guess what? They overpaid for David Wright. And you know what? Not for nothing, but I asked a lot of Mets fans this question, and most Mets fans agree that he was overpaid. And they do not think that he was worth that amount of money.
And on the flip side, those same Mets fans would have probably been crying and complaining if he would have signed elsewhere too. So
okay. Yeah, and that is my point. Mets fans are like Mitt Romney, where all they're doing is flip-flopping. They don't know which way they want to go, but yet they want to complain about everything under the sun. You know what? They get what they want, they complain. They don't get what they want, they keep on complaining. So you know what? Who cares what the front office does? Because the front office will never do anything that'll make the Mets fans happy, so whatever. I gave up with Mets fans. And that's all I have to say about that.
All right.
Carell, are you still there? I think I scared Carell off.
That will never happen.
Ha! You'll be the first man I don't scare off.
That will never happen. So have you been keeping an eye on what's been going on free agent wise, or has been work and just been taking up all your time?
Work, between work and the emergency room, that has been taking all of my time. So yeah.
Were you that sick because the Mets gave him so much money?
Well, I wish that was the problem. Shoot. No, hardly. Roger actually did the show for us last week because your wife and your little girl were sick, so you had to tend to them, and I was in the emergency room half the night. So, yeah, last week, rough week. Even this week is a little rough. But you know what? It's fine. We're good. Yeah.
So did Roger talk about the Yankees all last week or something like that? What did he talk about?
Listen, let me tell you something. So whoever listens to this show, nobody can complain about my dedication to this show. Nobody can say that I'm not dedicated because I was doing this bloody show from the emergency room. Okay.
Oh,
that's
you did
a
show with Roger last week?
It was me, Roger, Peter, and this guy, Brian. And I was on for maybe about 20 minutes before the doctor finally called me in to see me. But I'm in the emergency room waiting to be seen by the doctor. And they're asking me questions and everything. They're like, honey, you're in the emergency room? I'm like, yeah. They're like, are you allowed to talk on a cell phone in there? I was like, you see, this is the thing. My family we have a history in this hospital. Both me and my sister were born here. My mom had her heart attack and was taken care of here. I broke my foot taking care of here. My sister, something happened to her, she was taking care of here. My father has worked in this hospital for like 15 years. So, yeah, I could talk on the cell phone. But it was, you know, it was interesting because everybody's there. You hear people coughing. This one lady, I felt bad for her. It was like she was hacking up her lungs. And all we did was talk baseball for a good 20 minutes. And then the doctor called me in, and I just had to hang up really quick so that I could finally be seen because I was in there for like 6 hours. Guys, if you're feeling sick and if you can see your primary physician, by all means, go there first. Do not go to the emergency room because you could be hacking up a lung, bleeding out, and you'll still be sitting in that ER. No, but you know what? This is what I say. If you're going to be stuck in the emergency room, you might as well have fun while you're there. And that's exactly what I was doing.
That's true. That is true.
If you can't make light of your worst situation, then I feel sorry for you because I don't know how you're going to get through life.
That is also true.
Yeah, look, we're Mets fans, right?
that we are.
Exactly. Being a Mets fan prepares you for life.
Enough said on that. That we are.
Listen,
I
want to know what the hell Sandy Allison's going to do to get that bullpen going on. But did you hear about the Red Sox signing Victorino to a three-year, $37.5 million deal?
I didn't see that one.
Yes. And Jason Day.
Is that rumored or is that, like,
no,
done?
No, it's official. That's done. It's a done deal.
So today or? Yeah,
that was
all right.
Today.
All right. I just went to ESPN.com Boston, and you're right. Victorino to Red Sox for $39 million. Wow.
Because you can't take my word for it. It's fine. I'm like these little gossip queens that they call beat reporters, and I'll just throw whatever I hear. No, it's confirmed, Carell.
Wow. It's a lot of money for Shane Victorino.
Who are you telling? That's what I said. I was like, he is not worth $37.5 million.
Ugh.
Not at all. Well, you know what?
I mean, I know the outfielder market is bad, but I didn't know it was that bad. I mean, did you see what Angel Pagan got?
Dude, I couldn't believe it. I was floored. Are you kidding me? That was awful.
I mean, the outfield market. If Angel Pagan is getting $10 million a year, and Shane Victorino is getting $13 million a year, I mean the outfield market is just weak.
It's not even that. Good luck in the Mets getting any outfield help because, yeah, it's not going to happen. We're not getting outfield help. So, Mets fans, have fun with that.
Wow. Yeah, I mean...
I can't even think about it. I really can't. But, you know, the Red Sox actually did ask about Ari Dickey. Now, if that's going to be the case, I want Ellsbury. Give me a package around Ellsbury, and we could talk. I mean, you're talking about a guy who has stolen home plate. What is it, 3 times, I think? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I don't think the Red Sox would do that, but I'm with you. I mean, I don't know what we get back, but we got to get something. I'm an Ellsbury fan too.
Oh, I love my Ellsbury. And somebody took my Ellsbury T-shirt. I had an Ellsbury shirt that one of my friends from Boston gave me, and I'm a little tight about it. So now I got to go back to Boston and get me another Ellsbury T-shirt. I really don't know what happened to that shirt, and I'm a little upset about it. But it's okay. I'm gonna make it. But yeah, I mean let me tell you something. The Red Sox, and this, I've been saying this since Bobby Valentine was signed as a manager last season. They should have ripped apart that clubhouse and started from scratch. And you know what? It seems like that's exactly what they're doing because they're trying to wheel and deal and do whatever they can to get that team going again. I mean, they're even. Oh, no, wait, I'm thinking about the Yankees. Because the Yankees right now are looking at Youkilis because A-Rod now is going to have hip surgery again. And he's going to be out for 4 to 6 months. So he's going to miss practically the entire first half of the season because his surgery is not scheduled until January. So, yeah, he won't be back till the earliest July. Aw, poor Yankees.
Well, I mean, this guy is he's just going to keep going downhill. He's had the worst contract in baseball for the last couple of years, and it just keeps getting worse and worse and worse. So, I mean, the A-Rod of old is gone and will never be back, in my opinion.
Yeah, this is
and I will not be crying a river for Yankee fans.
Okay, so for all of you who have just joined us on the show, listening to the Five Cool Show, you're joining Tanya Mercado, Karell Cooper from CityFieldsOfDreams.com and on the Black.com. We're talking baseball. Winter meetings are going on right now. We're talking about all the wheelings and dealings that are happening. If you want, you can join us on the phone line, number 347-637-2306. Karell, I believe we do have another caller in the queue, so you want to bring him on?
Sure.
Be my guest.
Hey, caller, you're on the air. Tell us who you are and what's your topic.
Hey, how you doing? I just want to say that I hope Mike Telford comes back because he's my favorite player.
I'm sorry.
Why is that funny?
Mike Telford, seriously?
Yeah, he's my favorite.
Well, don't get me wrong. I've been a fan of Mike Telford since he came up to the big leagues. But you know what? Enough's enough. How much more abuse can you take? I feel bad.
What do you mean abuse? No, that's not abuse. He's the number one draft pick.
Uh-huh. And how well has that worked out for the Mets?
Oh, come on. He was your favorite. Now he's not anymore? Come on now.
I'm not saying that he's not my favorite. I actually feel sorry for Mike Telford because I have been rooting. When Mike Telford first came up and some of the fans were booing him, I nearly beat up I don't know how many fans. I nearly got into a fight with a couple of fans because they just let him have it.
You're too little to fight.
I am. Oh no, you did not just say that. I am too little to fight. Let me tell you something. I may be just feisty, but do not underestimate.
Hey, that Mike Telford. He's a big guy. He's a big guy. He's a big boy.
Listen, I don't care how big he is. The bigger they are, the harder they fall.
He's the best pitcher they ever had.
Right. And clearly that was sarcasm. Because you and I both know that that was not the case. Okay?
Okay, my name is Ray, and I'm not from Florida.
Hello, Ray. How are you?
Hello.
Hey, Ray.
I just had to chime in. I know, right?
I'm sitting here Skyping Tanya. I'm like, do you know who this is? He didn't say his name.
It's like, what a freak, right? Now, I'm a California boy, so I don't...
Did you go back to
Cali? I just wanted
yet?
To chime in, that's all. I wanted to say hi.
Are you back in California or are you still in Florida?
No, I'm in Cali now.
Aww, I got to go visit
I know, I'm really,
Cali.
I'm really sad. I'm gonna be really depressed when February rolls around.
Well, what part of Cali are you in?
Southern. Let's just say I'm probably about 5 minutes away from Disney.
You are my two best friends.
You just became Tanya's like favorite caller of all time.
I know, I did the whole Orlando thing and now I'm back home.
You are my you are like my new best friend from California. Hi, how are you?
Yeah, whatever. But anyways, I just wanted to say hi. That's all.
Well, hello. And can we? Is there a topic that you would like to discuss with us, other than my?
Not really.
Okay, well,
I have no topics.
Well, we're so happy.
I just had
to.
What? I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Go ahead. Well, it was nice talking to you guys, and I will continue to listen.
Yay!
I just wanted to say hi.
We appreciate that, Ray.
We really
all right,
do.
Guys, take it easy. Keep me entertained.
We will.
Okay.
Bye.
All right.
Bye.
That was cool.
I miss Ray. It's been a long time since we've heard from Ray.
Yeah. I mean, he wouldn't say his name, and Mike Pelfrey, and then he was trying to agitate you a little bit, saying that you're too small and Pelfrey's big, and I was like, uh-oh.
Well, you know, I kind of knew that it was Ray once he started with the Mike Pelfrey thing, because Ray has always gotten on me with Mike Pelfrey, and he knows that I've always been a fan of Mike Pelfrey, and I've always tried to, like, give Pelfrey the benefit of the doubt. Pelfrey highly disappointed me. Pelfrey hurt my feelings. I'm going to have to have a conversation with Mike Pelfrey, but I don't think that's going to happen anymore because he was supposed to be non-tendered. So, yeah, good stuff. Really good stuff. Now, here's my question. Because, personally, I was talking to another Mets fan about this. And I really do think that Red Sox fans will have a conniption if Kevin Yuko is signed to the Yankees.
Hmm.
I mean, come on.
I don't know. You know, I don't know. I mean, they've already went through, like, Wade Boggs and then Roger Clemens. I mean, how much worse is Yukulis going to be?
Because they all love Kevin Yukulis?
Yeah, they all love Wade Boggs and Roger Clemens, too. I mean, I don't think it's going to get any worse for Red Sox fans than Wade Boggs riding around on a police horse after winning a World Series in Yankee Stadium. They can deal with that. They can deal with Yukulis signing with the Yankees.
Roger Clemens was a putz. He was a pansy.
Hey,
He couldn't get the job done without his steroids. So I don't give a flying hoot nanny about Clemens anymore.
I don't know. I think I'm not a Red Sox fan, so I don't know. I just don't think it wouldn't be any worse than those other two guys signing, but who knows? I'm not a Red Sox fan.
I am. When it comes to the American League, I'm all about Red Sox Nation. Well, Red Sox Nation and Angels. I have a soft spot for the Anaheim Angels.
Well, you just had a bad year. None of your teams made the playoffs then.
You know what? Nobody's asking you, though. That's not my check. Your teams didn't exactly make it either.
You're absolutely right, but I was 0-1. You were 0-3.
No, I wasn't, because I was talking about the Rangers. So.
Oh, I thought you said the Angels.
I said Rangers.
Oh, okay, all right. All right, so you are one for three.
Yeah, I knew that once two hosts were signed, that's it. Angels was done. That was not going to happen.
Yeah, his contract will be the second worst contract in baseball in another year or two, after A-Rod's.
Yeah, I have to agree with that.
Wow, two things we agreed on tonight. Look out.
The world is coming to an end. The Mayans were right. The world is going to end. Because Carell and I actually agreed on two things tonight. And you know what? We agreed on two things before 9:30 hit. God help us.
30 more minutes. See if we can find something to fight about.
You know what? Can we at least have one night where we just agree?
Roger is somewhere laughing right now.
He really is. And he's in the chat room, but he's not speaking to us, which my feelings are actually a little bit hurt right now. But it's fine. And I really, you know what? I really need my pain medication right now. And
I kind of miss Roger laughing in the background. Remember when we first started the show, and he was like on the phone and stuff, and he would be laughing in the background.
Unreal.
I kind of miss that.
I do too. I think we actually have his laugh recorded somewhere.
Yeah, I think Zeke did record that somewhere.
I'm trying to find it right now. But
see if you can find it, wake Roger up.
Oh, well. I could always play the Meet the Mets anthem. God, you know what? Not for nothing. I can't stand that song.
Shane Victorino. Oh, I can't get over this.
Are you serious? You're still on to... Wait. Did you hear about the Phillies? Well, and the Phillies GM says that this is not true. But the Phillies were actually looking to trade Cliff Lee to the Arizona Diamondbacks for Upton.
I can't believe that was. I don't know if I believe that's true either.
I was like, what type of stupidness is that? You've got to be on some type of crack to do some stupid trade like that. I can't.
Yeah.
I really can't. And then what was the other one? I can't remember the other one now. This is why I need to write things down. And you know what? I do all of this while I'm on the bus on my way home from work. You would think while I'm on my meal, on my lunch break, that I'd be sitting jotting notes. No. I was too busy watching Miracle on 34th Street on my Kindle.
Oh, boy. That's right. It's Christmas time. This is your time of the year.
It really is. And can I tell you that I actually have my coworkers, because they started playing Christmas music at my job, my coworkers purposely ruined the Christmas CD so that we can't listen to it anymore, and now I have to listen to their crap for the rest of the holiday season.
They probably did it on purpose.
They did do it on purpose, and I told them, I was like, I put up with your crap for 11 months out of the year, you can put up with my music for 3 weeks. And all it was three Christmas songs, and that was it.
Yeah, but you were probably playing it over and over and over.
Listen, if you worked like an 8-hour shift, all you heard it was four times and that was it, at most. They could deal with that. Meanwhile, I had to listen to fucking Jay-Z and Kanye West, Satan's Child and hence, and Satan himself. But it's fine. I'll put up with crap because Lord knows I do it all the time. There was another, was it Mark Reynolds? There was rumors about Mark Reynolds being talked about for the Mets. Did you hear about that one?
Mm-mm. I have not heard that one.
Yeah. It was Mark Reynolds and Medwick. I think that's the... I think I'm pronouncing the name right. Those were all rumors that I heard today.
Yeah, you know, I think for the first year and maybe like 5 years, I've kind of taken a step back in terms of just like being in and listening to every single rumor because it gets exhausting after a while.
I used to stay up for 72 hours straight, especially during the trade deadline. I would stay awake 72 hours just to be able to cover everything. I swore I'd never do that again because I slept for 15 hours after that.
Yeah, I just, you know. Let me know when Ari Dickey's traded. Let me know when the Mets sign someone, and we'll go from there. I just can't hang on every rumor anymore.
Dude, it really does get too much. Like, I see all these people, I'm like, don't you people have a life? Like, seriously.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. I hope the Mets can do so. I mean, they've got so many areas to address this offseason. It's impossible for them to address all of them, and we'll see. I mean, they need, like, two outfielders. They got a big question mark as a catcher. Their bullpen is still a disaster. Back into their rotation, and on and on and on. I mean, I don't know. They got a lot to do over the next few months. So, you know, if they're going to trade Dickey and bring in some players, they should just go ahead and get it done and do it. If not, keep them and figure out what else they're going to do. Because before you know it, it's going to be time for pitchers and catchers to be reporting. What do we got, another two and a half months?
Something like that. Yeah, about 2.5 months.
Yeah.
And pitchers and catchers start reporting in February.
Yep.
Yeah. So, Dan Haran was signed by the Nationals for 1 year, $13 million. What type of impact do you think he's going to have? Do you think it was a good deal?
Was he hurt last year? Or what was the deal with Haran last year?
I believe he was not healthy last year.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I think that's okay. I mean, if he's healthy, he only pitched 11 innings. No, sorry. He didn't pitch much last year. I mean, I'm fine with that. I mean, good for the Nationals. It seems like they just kind of took a flyer on him or whatever. I would assume they're going to let Strasburg pitch more this year than they did. We'll see. I mean, I think that was a good move. They already had a solid pitching staff. I mean, this can only make them better. We'll see. He was not hurt last year, actually. I don't know why I thought he was hurt. He made 30 starts last year, actually. 176 innings pitched. He was 12-13. So he did kind of have a down year last year. His ERA was over 4. That was the first time his ERA was over 4 since 2010. So he did have a bit of a down year last year, but he still made 30 starts. I mean, he made 30 starts the last 3 seasons in a row. Longer than that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. He's made 30 starts every year since 2005. So he eats up innings. It's not a bad move. Adds to their staff.
Yeah. I mean, anything that you can do to help your rotation, it's a good thing.
Right. Yeah, I agree. I mean, good for them if they got them. They're going to be a good team for the next 3 or 4 years. They really are.
It would piss you off and then to think that once upon a time they were the sucky Expos and all of a sudden they're this great team.
Right. I mean, you could always count on them to be the last place team in the division. And you can't anymore. Times have changed. And so not only do you got to worry about the Braves and the Phillies, now you got to worry about the Nationals. Well, one thing's for sure, we don't have to worry about the Marlins, so.
That made my night. Isn't that great, though?
Don't have to worry about the Marlins.
And you literally aren't hearing anything about the Marlins just when comedians. Remember how last time it was all Marlins all the time? Now it's like they're all trying to, like,
yep,
hide under the rug. Yeah. Those poor Marlins. No. Where do you think Hamilton will end up?
Part of me thinks he's going to stay right where he is. But I guess it all depends on whether or not the Rangers want to pay him that money. You know, you can never count the Yankees out of any of this stuff. I mean, I know he's an outfielder, a center fielder at that. But you know, you can never ever count them out of this stuff. And now that you've got Boston out there spending money, trying to make a splash, trying to, you know, keep up with the Yankees and the Rays and now even the Blue Jays seem to be on the uprise. You can never count them out too. So, you know, thinking about that, I would say watch those two teams, because you never know with either one of those two teams. You never know.
That was the other thing that I was talking about. That I wanted to talk about. Mike Napoli signed with the Red Sox also. Red Sox, let me tell you, Red Sox are busy.
He's going to play first base, right? I think.
Let me just verify that. I forgot what position he's playing.
I think it's first.
I think you're right. I just want to double check. Well, my internet just crashed.
Okay.
So maybe you can verify.
Yeah, let me see. Let's see. Yeah, I think so. But you know, again, with going back to who were we talking about? Hamilton. I think he will end up staying, but like I was saying, I don't think you can ever count teams like the Red Sox or the Yankees out of that conversation. Especially with the Red Sox trying to make a comeback, and the Yankees are now down A-Rod and might try to find a bat somewhere. You can never count them out. So it says
Mike Napoli was actually first base and catcher.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. Yeah. So
oh.
Yeah, no, I just got to the page, to the free agent page, and so I was looking at it. They do have an opening at first, so maybe that's what it'll be. Maybe it'll split time between the two. So, Yankees, Red Sox, I'm trying to think who else. Where else would he be a fit? I don't know. I hope he stays. I hope he doesn't go to one of those two teams. I hope he stays where he is.
Well, I mean, wow, Napoli's deal was 3 years, $39 million.
Yeah, I mean, the Red Sox are spending money. Like,
but you know what?
What
kills me, why didn't they do this with Bobby Valentine? Like, seriously, in all honesty, I really do think that the Red Sox set Bobby Valentine up for failure.
Well, no, I mean, they had a lot of players there with him. Then they got rid of all the players last year.
Those
players were good. Those players were really good.
They were a bunch of head cases. They had no respect for Bobby Valentine. They didn't want to listen to Bobby Valentine. So you're going to tell me that that clubhouse was okay? No, it wasn't. It was chaos.
I'm not going to say it was okay, but you said why didn't they spend money? They had one of the highest payrolls in baseball last year.
Yeah, but how many of those players were I can't even think of the word right now. I just had like a lap. How many of those players were carryovers? I think that's the word I'm looking for. From the previous season. It's now that they're starting to let go a bunch of people.
Okay, yeah, I mean they're changing. They're definitely changing the clubhouse, if you will. But you know, you said that they didn't spend money last year. They did spend money. I'm looking at actually their payroll every year since 2000. Their payroll was the highest it's ever been. In the last 12 years. Last year. So, I mean, we'll see.
All right, so with that, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to be calling it a night. There's been a lot to talk about. There's a lot of things happening in baseball today. I want to thank you all for joining us tonight. Yeah, it was a good show. Corral, we missed you.
Yes. Yeah, it was. It was a good show. It was good to be back.
So, yeah. Make sure you tune in to the Five Tool Show Facebook page and also my personal Facebook page for a special announcement during the week, hopefully, if everything works out the way I think it's going to work out. So, yes. Everybody tune in for that. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, have a great night. Make sure you stay tuned for all the awesome news that's happening in the baseball world with the winter meetings. Good night, everybody. Make it a good one.
Good night, all. Thanks for listening.